This week's parsha is Parshas Nasa. We'd like to dedicate these words, the shiurim, in memory of Rav Dr. Nachum Lamb, Zichron Tzadik B'Kodesh Livracha, who was not only my Rebbe and my teacher and my mentor, but in many ways a fatherly figure. And I, before I even begin, I am sure that whatever I say today will not be enough to describe who Rabbi Lamb was. But I feel behooves just to say a few words, and perhaps through the understanding of this week's parsha. It is very interesting that the Eretz Tzvi, this was a sefer written by Rabbi Aryeh Tzvi Frommer, who was the Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshiva Chachmei Lublin before the Holocaust. He writes, Kosev Levar Hatam Shekorim Parshas Naso Acha Chag HaShavuos. The reason why we read this week's Parsha after Shavuos, Vizel Lushono, Nira Kamoda Aminim B'Shas Megillah Shekorim HaTofecha Kodem Shavuos, just as we read the Tofecha prior to Shavuos, why? Mishum Tikala Shana Uklulaseha. In of itself, it is a bracha to say, it should be the end of a year of curses or whatever hardships we had. Kimochein korim parshas noso, sheyesh bo birchas kohanim. And therefore, we also, what we read now is noso, which has the birchas kohanim, achar shavuos mishum techel shana ubirchoseho, in order that this coming year should continue, should become with all of the brachos. And so too with Rosh Hashanah. Before Rosh Hashanah too there, we read the Tochacha before Rosh Hashanah as a brach, as a prayer that all of the curses of the previous year should end. And Rosh Hashanah itself continues until Shemini Atzeres, because we know that on Hoshana Rabbah is the Gemar Din. She'oz Nigmar Hadin Shal Rosh Hashanah Kedi Isa B'Zohar HaKadosh. De Gzar Din Hu B'Shemini Atzeres. Al Kein Tekef L'Merachav L'Machroso Korim Parshas V'Zoh Sabracha. And that's why we read V'Zoh Sabracha. Mishum Techel Shana U'Birchoseho. So, according to the Eretz Tzvi, the very reason, the rationale of why Chazal was mitaken that every year, that this particular parsha begins right after Shavuos, is because just like there was a tochacha before Shavuos, 2 weeks before, in order not to depress us walking into a Shavuos, we always have it 2 weeks before, but afterwards there should be an understanding of bracha, should be a new year filled with bracha. The klalos of last year begin with the brachos of this year. I just want to just throw in the question, and perhaps we'll come to a better answer later on, is that if you look at the Haftorah for Parshas Naso, it's dealing with the Naziris of Shimshon. So if you think about it, the Haftorah is supposed to focus on one aspect of that week's Parsha. That was the reason Chazal took these particular. What was the essence? What was the moral? What was the theme of the week's Shavuah, the Parshas of Shavuah? You will find quite often in the Haftorah itself. So why does the Haftorah focus on Shimshon? Why doesn't it focus on a bracha? Why didn't I choose a different Haftorah? And perhaps we'll be coming to a better answer, or maybe just to use it in our words of Huldah and Shabbat to Rabbi Lamb. There's an interesting Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi writes that Lo Aminim Shomei Ka'ona B'Nesiyas Kapayim. Usually we say that one person can say a bracha for someone else. He's saying Amen. It's a Shomei Ka'ona. So often in our liturgy we do a Shomei Ka'ona. However, by Nesiyas Kapayim we don't allow that. Why? Because the pasuk seems to say it has to be kol rum, loudly. Doesn't help if someone else says it much louder. He's doing a better job than I can. I remember my father had a friend, one of his closest friends was a Kohen. You could barely hear him when you're speaking directly to each other. Just didn't have a loud voice. You never heard him by Birchas Kohanim. And yet he had to do it by Kol Ram, as loud as he could. The Hesigel of a Netziv, and Netziv said, I don't understand what the Beis Halevi is saying. Why can't you have a Shomeya Ka'ona when it comes to Nesiyas Kapayim? And the Netziv explains, he says, the Af B'Migra Bikurim Hari Ba'inen Gam Ken Shebagoram. Don't we see by Nesiyas Kapayim, by Havaz Bikurim, there too you require it to be Bekorum, to be said loudly? The Afal became Mavur B'Mishnah Shebarishona Kol Misha Yodei Likros Kore. V'chol Shechol Misha Eina Yodei Likros Makrinoso. But didn't our Mishnah tell us that at the beginning, whoever was able to read the words, and he said, and those who were unable to recite it, someone else read it for him. Nimnim lahavin. So what happened is that people stopped bringing. Why did they stop bringing? They were embarrassed. Embarrassed. I don't speak Hebrew. I can't remember this by heart. Whatever it was, they were embarrassed. So they made a new takana. Hiskina shiyu makrin es misha yodeya es misha eina yodeya. So that's it. No one else comes to say it. One person going to say it for everyone else. That's enough. So no one is embarrassed. The Yesh Mefarshim Shema Kavanas Makan Hoya Shahoya Motzi No Samba Miras Harami Ovid Avi Aida Shomei Kona Harila Hevi Desha Shomei Kona Fila Hecha Debinu Kol Ram. So you see, the Netziv says, you see, but halachas of Havas Vikurim were also had to have an Amira Bekol Ram. There you see that you can have a Shomei Kona. Why can't you have it here? Comes the Rav, and the Rav Soloveitchik, explaining his great-grandfather, he said as follows. Deshani din kol ram minasiyas kapayim, midin kol ram shebemikra bimkur. These are two different things. De minasiyas kapayim hakol toli begodol hakahal. First of all, it all depends on the congregation. Dechmo de ve'ina lebirchas kahonim sheyapanim kenegapanim. In Birchas HaKonim, we face each other. Bechdei li yitzur tziruf bein hamavarech uvein hamisparach. There has to be a connection between the blesser and the blessee. V'yishov edifri hasafarnu al apasa kichum na elai v'avarchem evarna v'era. Kemochem ba'inish yivarep v'korom, in order that everyone, the kahal, can hear it. And if there's a smaller, v'yishom a kahal katan, V'chulam smucha meitzel ha'kamim sagim v'kol ram pashat. And if you're in a larger shul, v'omdem b'ktsam b'richa mako me'hakonim v'inim sheyagbi what's called me'otzer. So you have to say louder. B'chdei li'yitzot tziruf zeh shebeinehem. Why? To create, to fashion a tziruf, a connection between the two. That's what Shomei Ka'ona means. As if the person himself had said it. True. The Shema have a gather in the Koran prat biyofen amira. V'chola ofen amira oves the Shomei b'kodin Shomei Ka'ona. That's true. That as long as you're talking about just as far as the medaber, just as the person who's the mevarech, if it's only from his perspective, as long as he's saying it, doesn't matter if I say it or someone else says it. However, achein din koram ben nisiya kapayim she'en halacha ma'ofen hamira ele inyan shel tziruf hamavarech v'amisparech. There are two parties here. There's the party of the person giving the bracha, and then there's the party of the person receiving the bracha. And that's why here, as opposed to bikurim, it is different. By Havaza Bikurim, the Havaza Bikurim is Bein Adam Lamakom. And therefore, I don't have to say it myself, someone else can say it. But when I'm dealing with another individual, that individual, he's part of the mitzvah itself, then it has to be, it's not only the fact that it's me saying it, but he has to hear it. There has to be a tziruf between the two. We have this idea quite often. For instance, the Rush brings down, why can't we never say a bracha? Why don't I say a bracha when I'm giving tzedakah? There's two people involved. It's not just between you and God. It's not between you, ben Adam la Adam. And his sensibilities have to be taken into. I remember speaking about Rabbi Lamb said about something I heard from Shalom Lamb many, many, many years ago. And it stayed with me because it's mamish emes. It's emes. He says, imagine if a person was going to be in tzedakah, I'm going to say a bracha. The person comes into the room and he's asking, you know, it's still embarrassing. You got to ask for money. I'm sorry, I don't have as much money as you. Can I borrow this much money? Can I have $1,000, $500, $5, something? And imagine before the person gives him the money, he starts saying, Baruch! And he starts giving a bracha, he's screaming it out loud in the man's face. How much more embarrassed would he be? There's another idea that the Eretz Tzvi, this Rama also talks about. We gave a share last night in brachas. And the idea of honest, there's a difference of honest rachmana patrele when it's a din bein adam la adam and bein adam la makam. Bein adam la makam, the Kaddish Baruch Hu can say, oh, you're pater, 100% pater. Everything is mutter. It's fine. You don't have to do anything for me. But bein adam la adam. All right, you can't accomplish it, but there's another person involved. Another person involved. How can you just say, oh, honest rachmana patrele? If you could do it, you still have to do it. This idea comes really home in the beautiful Nesiva Shalom. And he starts off, it says, the Pasuk says, Daber el Aharon v'banav le'mar, kar sevaruchu b'nei Yisrael, emar lehem, yivrachecha Hashem yishmerecha, yir Hashem panav elech v'kunecha, yisa Hashem panav elecha, v'yosem lecha shalom. Yesh levar, I have to explain, what is the inyan of Birchas Kohanim? What is the whole idea? Mahi etzem ha-mashmush shel ha-bracha? Also, I want to understand the Nusach HaBracha. We always say, Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu. And the Baal HaTanya says, the Lashon of Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu. The Lashon of Kiddushanu means Lashon Kiddushin. Each Maisa of a mitzvah is a din of a Kiddushin between man and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But here, what do we say? Asher kiddushanu b'kiddushaso shel Aaron. We change the nusach. We change the nomenclature. We refer to the kiddushaso shel Aaron. V'tzivanu levaruch es amal Yisrael bi'ahava. She'ein omrim kemo birchas kol ha-mitzvos asher kiddushanu b'mitzvaso v'tzivanu. We never say, why here kiddushaso shel Aaron and why dafka bi'ahava? It is so important, the Ahava, that the Mishmur writes, the reason why we don't say Berchas HaKonim and Chutz La'aris every day, because we can't do it, the Ahava, because of it's so difficult living in Golas. And the Zohar HaKodesh says that every Kohen to who lo rachim la'ama, ho ama lo rachim and lay lo yifras yada. It is so important, this idea of love, that if you don't have Rachmanis, if the Kohen doesn't have Rachmanis on the nation, or the nation doesn't have it on him, it doesn't work. So what's the pshat? V'yesh levara inyan. Dehinei HaKadosh Baruch Hu boras ha'olam bi'ofen shekol seideh habriya hu yadei mashpiyu mekabel. The way the world was created, the way the world has created, is that there is a mashpiya and there's a mekabel. There is a giver, there is a taker. There is a teacher, there is a student. There is a creator, and there is the created. Kemosha yitziras ha'adam v'chol ha'nevram, just like in the fashioning of man. And all that was created. Hu ayidei mashpiyu mekabel. Gam tzmichas ha'tzomeach k'yodua ayidei mashpiyu mekabel. The whole world, that's how it works. There is geshem, there is shemesh, there is tal. Hu b'chidish mashpiyu v'ha'aretz miskabelis. How does it work? The rain, the sun, and then the aretz is matzmich, it receives it and it grows. V'hakesher b'chol ha-beruim bein ha-mashpiyah v'ha-mekabel hu ayidei midas ahava. And how does this work? Through love. U'v'chlal ha-kosov ki yomarti olam chesed yibone. Shekol binya hu olam hu ayde midas ahava sha'al yada hakesha ben hamashpiyah l'makabel. It is through love. What does this mean? What does this line mean? That through love, the mashpiyah, there's a mashpiyah and there's a makabel. Because when a person is in love, when a person shows his love to someone else, to some other idea, to some other purpose, what is he doing? He's a mevatel itzumo himself. His own being is not as secondary. It is, as Martin Buber explained, the distinction between I thou and I it. And I it is an objective. It's an objective relationship. I do something for you, but it's purposely really for me. And I thou is I'm here for you. I'm totally here for you. That is the relationship that we ask in Avodas Hashem. A person shouldn't work for schar. He's working, what he's doing is the avodah, his avodah Hashem has to be totally immersed in the purpose of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, not for ourselves. So too in man, the relationship between man and his fellow man, the highest is the ideal. That is the job, not only in the Mashpiyah and the Makabel, it's the job of a teacher and a student, of a Rebbe and a Talmud. It's the job of a Rav of a community. And to all of his mispalalim. And that is really the idea of Rabbi Lam, just to begin with, a small hasaga of really who Rabbi Lam was. I remember in my Chag HaSmicha, Rabbi Lam got up, and only a pulpit rabbi could say this. It's so interesting. I remember Simi Chigga's father, Vashalom, he was sitting, he used to come to my shiurim on Shabbos afternoon. I remember sitting on the side, and I still do. I make fun of the Baal Batim. It's the way I teach. You know, a person asks a question, all right, you know, you say it better, whatever. The way I get them to bring them in, the learning Torah should always be besimcha. Sometimes besimcha means to make fun of someone, but it's always done with really me'ahava. And his father comes home to me one day, and he says, "Let me ask you, were you ever a pulpit rabbi?" I said, "No, why?" He says, "You love making fun of Baal Batim." He says, "Only a pulpit rabbi can enjoy it as much as you." And I can see if he was a pulpit rabbi his whole life, and he enjoyed. And I remember Rabbi Lam, and when he's speaking to us, he's talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, "I want you to know something." And I can't do this justice. There was no greater poet, no greater orator than Rabbi Lam. Just l'malim min ha'teva, l'malim min ha'teva. He was just Shakespeare of sermons. And he said, Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't like Ebnei Yisrael. He loved them. He meant the way Rabbi Lam put it, he says, he did a lot of the individuals, I don't like being with them. They're not very good people. But I love them. They're one of me. I'm going to help them. I'm going to change them. I'm going to somehow bring him into a different world. A whole life was dedicated. His whole life was dedicated to Torah. His whole life was dedicated to people. To finding people, giving them blessings, searching with them, crying with them. There's so many stories. I'll tell a few in a few minutes. I want to just read a little bit more. You can't grow without the Rebbe. And that's what I mean as a bracha. Is called inyan bracha hu lamala min ateva. Omrim yivracha Hashem yishmerecha. How does the bracha work? The bracha is it comes from shamayim. To the person. And you're merely a conduit. To be a conduit is to be mevatel your own purpose, your own meaning, your own kavod for the purpose of the mevurach. It's not me. It's all from the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Umevarchim she'abrocha tishmar oscha. And he says, "Sha'ayideya mashpiya nishba shefa elyon atavoi lemisparech." It's all from God. It's just through me. I'm a conduit. I have no self-importance. umatzinu kvaris inyan habracha etzel avos. And there's Birchas Avram le Yitzchak, and Birchas Yitzchak le Yaakov, and Birchas Yaakov le Banav. And this is what it means in the Birchas Yitzchak le Yaakov, v'yasuli matamim, v'yacharka kesev kishona ushkalim b'nim. What was the bracha? How was the bracha begin with Yitzchak? Esav, he thought he was talking to Esav. Esav, do me a favor. Go out, tired, go, you know, cook, get me something to eat. And I'll give you a bracha. And from there, v'hainu she'yora ahav elav. Such a difficult concept. What does that mean? I always thought, of all of the avos, Yitzchak was the father par excellence. He was the tata. He's what you look for in a father. And he's what you look for in a rav. He's what you look for in a rebbe. He's what you look for in a manhig. What was Yitzchak saying? He loved Esav, ba'asher husham. This is who Esav was. He wasn't a lamdan. He didn't want to sit in a beis medrash. He couldn't go to kollel. He didn't have zisflesh. He couldn't sit. And he used to ask him questions. I understand the medrash, and he says, "Do you take mice or a truma from salt?" I understand the medrash very differently. He's basically saying, Tati, I don't know how to, I want to relate to you. I know you're Kulo Torah, you're a Balakeda. I want to relate to you. And he tries to come to him on his level, talking Torah, maybe an Irish guy. But that was him speaking. And what was Yitzchak saying? Basher Husham, why did he love him? Kitzayid Bepiv. I don't understand. Yaakov is what you really want. I mean, the man is sitting and learning. He knows Shas. He knows all the halakhs. He knows every prima gadam. He knows everything. And you're getting excited. Because the guy went out and he's a hunter. Yes, because that's who Esav was. And if you're going to be Makarev Esav, you have to go to where he is. Honor him for the type of person Esav was. Ah. Oh. Can't believe you went hunting. It's so easy for you to accomplish this. It's your mamish. It's mamish godless. I can't believe that you're able to do this. That's a father. That's how a father loves a child. That's how he changes a child. That's how you give a bracha to someone when you're purely there for the other individual. Where they are then. Today we started, it's the first time in 2 months, we went out to daven. And I'll be honest with you, we're davening outside, it's a little warm, and you're wearing the mask, it's hard to breathe. And it just so happens, of course, the gardeners, and listen, they have to do their job, this is their time to cut the lawn, and you can't hear in the balcony. And then you find out you're going faster, and it just, I wasn't happy, really. And I wrote to someone, I said, I missed the days, I was out there, I wanted to stay home. And he took it to meaning that I was looking down at people, and said that we were going faster, and we're going to have this proper kavana. He's probably right. And he gave me tremendous musa. It's interesting, he was very upset when I said it was musa, because it is musa, and musa you have to understand. Musa from everyone, we have to look at it to accept this as a birchas hedyot. Musa is a dirty word, it seems. But to me, it's a birchas hedyot. What does that mean, birchas hedyot? It's a bracha. You can do better. That's why I'm giving you a bracha. I believe in you. I believe that you can change. I believe you can become better. And the truth is, it's very true. We don't appreciate the avoda of some people. You don't appreciate the person who runs to the 6 o'clock minion. You know, the 6 o'clock minion, the motto is like W-I-N-S. Give me 22 minutes, I'll give you the world. And it's the same idea when it comes to tefillah with the 6 o'clock minion. 22 minutes, we're in and out, we're finished. The truth is, the 6 o'clock minion, I just can't imagine. You get up early. I mean, I get up early to learn, but I can't imagine getting up early, putting a dress, and rushing out to shul, then getting into the train, going to work. It's just... The halicha, the schar halicha there, that is your tefillah, more than even the words. That's the avoda. We don't appreciate people. And that was the musa that I had to receive. You have to appreciate Ba'asher Husham. That's who Rabbi Lam was. It's unbelievable, the stories that are coming out. How much time he gave to everyone. Another friend mentioned to me that when he was in eighth grade, so he said he was a rebellious. This guy is a goody-goody. So I don't know what rebellious means to him, taking a wrapper and throwing it out the window on the New York State Highway. I'm not really sure what he meant by he was rebellious. But anyway, when he was coming into MTA, he said that Rabbi Lam sat with him for 2.5 hours. He says, I don't remember a word he said. All I remember is that he sat down with me for 2.5 hours. How many stories are coming out? This was the Rebbe par excellence. He had so much time for people. Where did he have the time? I don't know. But he had unbelievable time for every individual. You listen to the stories of the grandchildren and the children. He wasn't only a leader of the world, he was the leader of the family. He had time for everyone. And moreover, I'll tell you a story. I'll come back to continuing with the Nesiva Shalom. And Nesiva Shalom says something most very beautiful in the bracha itself. Of Yisoh Hashem Panav Eilecha. He gives one pshat. What does that mean? G'dolim Ha'oshah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lo Yiyah B'Kas HaYisrael. God shouldn't be angry with Klal Yisrael. He should continue with Shalom. What does that mean? What does that mean with kas? He should remove the kas. And this, I think, is another very important idea as of a Rebbe. You know, the Rav, remember Rabbi Lam would always say about the Rav, he proved that you could teach by tormenting people. Meaning, why did the Rav do? The Rav expected much more of us. Much more of us to sit down and learn to come up with a ripe shot. How to do it. And Rabbi Lam, that's what he was saying. Rabbi Lam himself, I'll tell you an example. I'd gone for Smicha. I was going to Revel, studying philosophy. And I thought I was going to be a Rav. I thought I was going to be a pulpit rabbi. I was very close to Rabbi Lam at the point. He always gave me different talks and different shmuzim and different ideas. And one day I walk into his office and I say, Rabbi Lam, I decided I'm not going to be a rabbi. I'm not going to be a pulpit rabbi. I'm going to go to law school. So Rabbi Lam listened. He looked at me. And I will tell you, there were two people in that room at that moment. Rabbi Lam, the Rebbe, his eyes showed chaos, anger, disappointment. How could you do this? How could you not follow in the attempts of learning and teaching Torah all day and night? I didn't have the confidence in myself. I just didn't. But he never said a word. Never. The mouth moved like a father. It was Yitzchak. It was Yitzchak looking to the Esav inside of me. I'll help you where you are. Ba'asher Husham. You want to go to Cardozo? You want to go to a law school? I'll make a call. I happen to be president here. I have a little bit of a say. I'll help you out. That's who Rabbi Lam was. The Nesiva Shalom goes on, and Kumo Shabi Ofen Prati Tzrichim the Mashpia Umekabe B'chol Inyan Bevriya B'chol Inyan Avodas Hashem. And if this idea is true, and you could understand that the whole purpose of the Mashpiyu Mekabel is in everything, in every avoda. Kam bechlolos Yisrael asar HaKadosh Baruch Hu bechidush Mashpiyu Hu Aaron Kohen. Why was it now Kedusha Soshuk Aaron? What was the Kedusha? What was the purpose? What was the holiness of Aaron? He was an Oev Shalom, and he was a Rodev Shalom. Bekedusha Soshuk Aaron, if you want to give over the bracha, in order for you to be a conduit, you have to understand the Kedusha of Aaron. It wasn't for him. It was for Klal Yisrael. A love. He had the I thou love of Aaron to all of Klal Yisrael. He was an Oev Shalom and a Rodev Shalom. Oev es Habrios, and therefore umekar from the Torah. Ukidushas shel Aharon Ovas Mimidas Ahava Shelo Hamikasheres Mein Hamashpila Mekablam, and that's pshat. That's pshat in the bracha. To understand the Kohanim that you are benching us through the Kedusha of Aaron, of being Nevatel oneself and knowing that my purpose is to be the conduit between the Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, and the only way for that to occur is purely through love. Love for the other individual. Uvimiyuchan, and that's what it means, Shayech Inin HaBrocha Binyanim HaRuchaniyim. Shalemalim and HaTeva. Dine Tachlis Yiridot, so Shiyu, the whole purpose of a Jew when he comes into the world. Shiyagi Lemadrega Haniskava Ashokira Vudvekis Bashem Yisparach. To come closer to the Kaddish Baruch Hu, Kamochain, Beresh Mesilas Yisharim to Tachlis Shabara Kaddish Baruch Hu, is Adam Hu Kadesh Yagilis Anegal Hashem. When you realize that your whole itzumo of your person, who you are, is to be dovek b'Hashem. Ushmo ha'yisparach, Shem yisparach la'adam ein advar mamrachik masom imena yisparach. And when you look into this world, you can live in a world that separates you from God. Shekoma sha'adam osem in yana ya'olam imachil o shtia. You can get so involved in Gashmi is that it will separate you from God. However, but moreover than that, no sabakach nasan akarish baruch hu baruch chachma v'Yisrael esinyan birchas hakohenim. What is the Berachas Yonashir? Who Shefa HaYorei Adei HaMashpil HaMakabel, to uplift every individual. Shebechol Yom Yehyeh Lihudi Bracha Shel Shefa El Yom. And that is the token of the Brachas. And before we get there, just one other idea I just wanted to share. That to be B'Devekis B'Hashem, Rabbi Lam had the way he looked at every mitzvah. Two examples. Havdalah in the Lam house. Havdalah, Rabbi Lam's house. I start doing this also in my home from time to time. Not often enough. They would put an alcohol, whiskey. He wasn't really He didn't drink. I don't remember ever seeing him drink when I was there on Shabbos and wine, but I don't remember seeing anything harder. But he used to use the whiskey to put into the bowl so that after he would finish saying Havdalah, they would put the fire into there and it would be a little bit of a fire and they would sing. They would sing to Malava Manka, to walk the Kaddish Baruch Hu out from Shabbos. It's such ahava of a mitzvah. I remember he showed me the bottom of his tefillin. He used to replace, besides tefillin, he said, you get the bottom to make it. I think he showed me a silver bias, a silver, you know, they put over his tefillin to show just the how much it meant to him, this mitzvah of tefillin. He had to watch how he davened. He had to watch, it was simple. It was a conversation between him and the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Zehu tochen habrocha. Yivarod it's a brachas themselves, Yivarechecho Hashem v'yishmerecho sheskiru b'chazal. There are many understandings. Yivarech Hashem b'inyanim ha-gashmiyim u'v'inyanim ha-ruchanim. It's not only a physical, it's also spiritual. V'av yishmerecho amr chazal b'medrash shehu min ha-mazikin. One is idea is when yishmerecho to stop you from the mazikin, that which will hurt you. Just like in the physical world or a mazikim, in the spiritual world also. Torah can be used for good, it could be used for bad. It could be a samavis, it could be a poison. Just saw this week in the Hakdama of Rav Shimon Shkaf, the Sefer Yashar, he writes, why was it, what was the idea of the Shviras HaLuchos, and Moshe Rabbeinu breaking the Luchos? So the first Luchos were written by the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And had they existed, it would have been that it would never, not only would it have been Li'olam Vod, but even the problem was when the people would study Torah based on these Luchos, you would never have Shikha. You wouldn't forget anything. You'd be knowing all of it. All of Torah. There wouldn't be Yegiyas HaTorah. You wouldn't have to put in so much time. But then what is your agenda? How will you use Torah? How will you use Torah? If you have an agenda, people misuse the words of the Torah. And they give a different shot. They give a different shot. They think what they're saying is emes. There's no greater creator. I think one of the most beautiful aspects of Rabbi Lamb, I've heard so many people speaking about his drushes. The drushes were magnificent. They were literally, it was poetry. It was poetic. It was Shakespearean. But moreover, they were mechadesh. He was mechadesh Torah every single time he said something. He was Mechadesh Torah in his Shiurim. He was Mechadesh Torah in his articles. But the greatness of Rabbi Len, how he could be Mechadesh, he obviously had an unbelievable gift. An unbelievable gift of how much Torah could enter into his mind. But he had no agenda. He had one agenda: to teach Torah, to help people. And because his heart was purely to be an Eved Hashem, that's what the Pasuk meant. Yishmarechem en amazikim. There were no mazikim in his life because he was dedicated totally to Avodas Hashem. And therefore his Torah was pure. I heard once, I think I mentioned it before, such a beautiful verse from the Sama Rebbe. It says to be said before Berchas HaTorah, before we read the Torah, it says Shabbach HaBana Mikol Amen V'Nasan Lana West Torah. And then we say Asher Nasan Lana Torah Semes after us. The truth is, you should do it just the opposite. Asher Nasan Lana Torah Semes. Gadish Baruch Hu, thank you, gave us a Torah. And then once you read it, you say, ah, Asher Bach HaBana Mikol Amen. Thank God that you chose me. So not just the opposite. And then when you read the Torah, halavai, it should still remain. After you mechadesh all the Torah that you want to say, halavai, it should still be asher nasan Torah. It shouldn't be your Torah. It should be the Kadosh Baruch Hu Torah. That's the first bracha. The second bracha is Yo'er Hashem panavei lecha v'ichunecha. What does that mean, Yo'er Hashem panavei lecha? Based on the pasuk and the pid and akdamas. B'misilinar, when you give us light, we should see this. Be'esha me'el Yehudi, nochachu lir'o shekol inyoni olam hazeh al tavaso, u'tshuku osav, heima choshech ve'ena klum. The purpose is that you should look at the mundane in this world, and your taivas in this world, when the Torah will be mayor on you, will give you light, you will see that they're nothing. Ki nishmas Yisrael hi me olam hatanig v'kash Yehuda eni roa elokus v'enu margish tanig de kedusha. When the Jew doesn't see the godliness in everything, miskaber malov hataivas umavakish tanugim chomerim shefelim. Let me use these words and change a little bit differently. A little bit of understanding of Rabbi Lamb. And perhaps I'm jumping, But I think what he's saying here is something else. Rabbi Lam spoke to modern Orthodoxy. He gave us meaning. He gave us ideas. He told us that there were two simple distinctions to modern Orthodoxy and perhaps other forms. It wasn't as much as so many people come up today, oh, different forms, what it means, but Lahoya v'lahovi v'loyiya. The major difference, all he was saying, it's not even a difference, it's a continuum. It's a continuum. There is nothing in this world that can't have Kedusha in it. Every science, every history, every piece of literature, every act that's in this world, this beauty, this mamish elokus in everything. Look for the elokus. It helps you develop a greater appreciation of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Rabbi Lam was able to infuse in everything in this world Kedusha. He was able to see in every writing, in every philosopher. He could see all of the godless, and whether it is in every idea in Torah, whether it's from the world of Misnagdim, Hasidim. He was able to see the Kedusha, the holiness within it, and he begged us to see it. He begged us, look for it there. That's why you study Torah Umada. It's not two separate ideas, it's one. The Mada is to see the godless of Torah. And through the study of Mada, you will see the greatness of Elokus, the greatness of God in this world. And perhaps that's exactly why, for this Parsha, for this week, when we're talking about Rabbi Lam, to understand why the Haftorah had to be about the Nazir. The chait of the Nazir was that he separated himself from the world. That's why he brings the carbon. And that was exactly the essence of who Rabbi Lam was. Don't separate yourself from the world. Embrace it. Embrace modernity. Embrace the times. He was the greatest chassid of all. This is mamish chassidish Torah. To reinvent, to bring it into our world, to mold it and infuse it with holiness. And what does it mean, Yishua Hashem, Hashem panav eilecha v'chuneka? Yeshlama od ba'omrum Yishua Hashem panav eilecha v'yasem lecha shalom, shalom inyanu ahava. The etzem midas ha'ava hi koach muflo mefateach lechol inyanim shel malam in ateva. And that's what Chazal means. Ahava mekalkeles es hashura. Al kol pesham techasa ahava, or all of your pesham, cover it with love. The Chazal omrik she'osa tshuva mi'ava zudonas nas no kizchiyos. When a person does tshuva mi'ava, then everything becomes as if I was that I did it correct kizchiyus, like mitzvahs. Uvechlal ze hu inyan ava v'shalom ben Yisrael. Sho heves reyacha kamocha, when you love another visual like yourself, ze klal gadol b'torah. Lahagia l'madrega so ilos b'avodas Hashem. The ode, moreover, Nichlal b'zeh pimaj akosu b'toras ofas. If Yehudi, if a Jew is makal b'bi'avas, hanhogas Hashem yisporach, b'chol ofen sh'mesnagin mo, hozeh mida k'negi mida. If you accept whatever God gave you, mida k'negi mida, if you still show love to Kodesh Baruch Hu, gam HaKodesh Baruch Hu makabel hanhogaso, ech sh'mesnagin. It's a mida k'negi mida. The greatness of a person is not at his peak. It's not when he's successful. It's not when he's the center of attention. It's not when he walks into the room and because he's a president or a chancellor of a university, everyone is in awe and they stand up and they give him kavod. And you see how he acts. No. It's after the fact. When an illness hits you, when you're not the same individual who you were before, then, when everything is peeled off, and the son Josh said to me the other day, and it's so true, when you remove all the kavod, you remove all the accolades, remove all the successes, remove everything, and a man is left sitting in a wheelchair, who is that person? That's when you see the deepness, the greatness of that person. And we were all zocha to see that. The greatness of Rabbi Lam. Pure. Still like a Zayda. He was a Rebbe still to the very end. When you saw him the way I remember one of the last times that we saw each other and I gave him my hand, he couldn't speak. He simply held on to it. And that said everything. It was just holding on, the physical holding on was giving you a bracha and telling you the future. You can do it. You can grow. The Torah here, and it says, Vayar Malach as Hashem El Ha'isha Vayomer, and he tells, when it comes in the Haftarah, when it tells the mother of Shimshon, you're going to have a child, and this is what you have to do, and you don't drink wine, you don't do this. Ki nozer lekim yehanam in abetan. Manoach then goes over, and he asks the mouth, so tell me, what do I have to do? What is the child? What do we have to do for the child? Tell me what he has to do. He tells her the very same thing that he told the mother. What was pshat? Why is he repeating it? I mean, you didn't tell me anything new. No. So the Rav explained, the Rasalavachin explained. No, that's what he was saying. You want to know how to bring this child to be a Nazir? The mother, the parent, when the child is in the embryo, when the child is in the embryo, you have to act a certain way so that when the child comes out, they will act this way. You want Kedusha in the child? You want him to be a Nazir? You have to start showing him the derech. That is what chinuch is. That's what a Rebbe. In a sense, I would say that we are finally now, and I wouldn't say finally, unfortunately, but now we have been like the embryo. We have been the embryo of Rabbi Lam. Inside, we have to look at the way he acted. He taught not simply by words. He was like a Yaakov Avinu who went up and down the ladder. And you look at these words, they were magnificent as just tshuvas, and the way he spoke, and just how he could grab onto the attention, he brought you along. It was a ride every time he spoke. The godless of Rabbi Lam is not what he said, but how he acted, what he did. And you saw that everything it was a mirror, it was just an expression of who he was inside. There was no difference between the Yaakov who went into Shemayim and the Yaakov who was here in the land. And there was no difference of Rabbi Lam, who was the president and who was a father, who was a Rebbe, and yet was close to every single Talmud. On Yom Kippur, one of the ideas that Rav Kook says, when we say that Achilo Notzarti lo kedai, v'achshav shani notzarti ne kedai, before I was created, before I was formed, I was nothing, and now that I'm formed, I'm also a nothing. And Rav Kook explained that the idea meant that everyone has a time, and your time is when you, the purpose of your time is that is when for you to shine. The Gemara tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu went to the base medrash of Rabbi Kiva and couldn't understand what was going on. And then he finally understands it. He sees how great Rabbi Akiva was. So Baruch Shemin said, why are you asking me to give the Torah? He should give the Torah. He said, shtok, I don't want to hear. What was the Kaddish Baruch Hu saying to him? It's not his time yet. His time will be another time. On Yom Kippur, the whole avoda, yes, you have the Kohen Gadol, but you have the Ish Iti. What does that mean, the Ish Iti? That's his time. That's his time to perform the mitzvah. That's his time to come into this world. That's his time to change the mitake in the world. We had such an unbelievable privilege. Unbelievable schus. Rabbi Lam came into the world at the perfect time. He was the manhig of American Jewry, for modern Orthodox Jewry, to give us a heart, to give us a purpose, to give us meaning, to give us a way of life, to explain to us how you can make holy everything in this world. Everything can be made holy. How the YU basketball team acts. And how they act when they're playing. It's unbelievable the covered Shem Shemayim that was accomplished through a basketball team. That's Rabbi Lam. That's Torah Umada. Everything. How a person speaks, how he dresses. You walk with Rabbi Lam. I couldn't keep up with Rabbi Lam. I remember as a youngster, we used to walk to shul. And that goes back to Ishiti, means every moment is precious. And that's what he was. Every moment was precious. Every moment to learn, to teach, to write. And we were going to shul. You don't take a little spot, say you run. I couldn't keep up to it. I was out of breath by the time I got to shul. Ishiti, I think the most beautiful mida of Ishiti is giving time to others. There's so many stories coming out now. And there'll be stories, there'll be volumes of history written about Rabbi Lam. And even after 10 volumes or 12 volumes, there's more to write and more that is unknown. Of people who will never know how many people he touched in the smallest of ways. He found time to call people. Just saw a little note. It was one of the Rosh Yeshivas of Beit Yeh was Rabbi Yogel, and he passed away. For whatever reason, Rabbi Glam wasn't able to make this. Just wrote a little note. Just a little note. I'm sorry I couldn't make it. When I said Shiva from my father, Shalom, Rabbi Lam and Mrs. Lam come to my home, came to my parents' home. My brother then was a dean of Rutgers University. President didn't come visit him. And some of the professors were sitting with my brother, Elliot. He was so amazed. Oh, you know, the dean, but your brother, who's your brother? That the president of Yeshiva... The president of Yeshiva University comes to see him. Who is he? Truth is, my brother probably said to him, you know what? My brothers are nothing. He said, he's no one. But to Rabbi Lam, I was everything. He made everyone believe that they were something. That's the Ishit. That is a person who found a way. That was the Yitzchak. That was Yitzchak Avinu, who realized, you know what, there's a Yitzchak. Not everyone can be a Yitzchak. Not everyone can be Makriv Karbanos and to give your own self to the Kaddish Baruch. There are those who are of older, very simple nature. But the job of a Rebbe is to say, that's gvaldik what you're doing. I can't believe what you're doing. On that level, it's beautiful. And how do you show that? By giving them time. You're someone important. And that's who Rabbi Lam was. That's who he was to me. He made me feel special. He made everyone feel important. He made everyone feel like a gadol. He would speak to my father-in-law about me and say, oh, you're so lucky to have him in your family. I wish he said it earlier. My father, my in-laws would have believed it maybe if he said it a few more times. But he always seems to say, oh, he's unbelievable, the chachma. He knew me better. Or maybe he saw potential. I don't know. But he went out of his way to show that you're important. That is what we are missing. We have to thank the Kaddish Baruch Hu with all of our might, with all of our koach, for all of us having this chus to be talmidim, to be students of Harav, Dr. Norman Lamb, Zichrono Tzadik, Kaddish Baruch Hu. Thank you.